This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Authorities continue to search for survivors after a wing of a 12-story beachfront condo building collapsed with a roar in a town outside Miami on Thursday, killing at least one person and trapping residents in rubble and twisted metal. Rescuers pulled dozens of survivors and continued to look for more. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava told WPLG that no one is giving up hope.
We are all praying. We are all crying. We are all here with the suffering families, and we urge everyone to join us in prayers and in hopes that we can still continue. We are continuing for our search and rescue effort.
Authorities did not say what might have caused the collapse. Work was being done on the building's roof, but it is not known if that is sufficient to have been the cause. President Biden says he is optimistic after reaching a bipartisan infrastructure deal. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The president met with Senate Democrats and Republicans at the White House, and when they were done, he said,
"We have a deal.
This bill doesn't have all the things the president wanted."
That's what it means to compromise. And it reflects something important. It reflects consensus. The heart of democracy requires consensus.
Maine Republican Susan Collins was in the room. She says it's important to show the Senate can function.
Everyone contributed to what is the largest infrastructure package in history.
Money would go to things like roads and highways, broadband, and efforts to tackle climate change. Ed Donahue, Washington.
On Wall Street, the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 indexes closed at record highs on Thursday. The Dow also jumped almost 1% after President Biden embraced a bipartisan Senate infrastructure deal. This is VOA News. The U.S. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi announced Thursday there will be a new committee to investigate the January 6th attacks at the U.S. Capitol after Senate Republicans blocked the creation of an independent commission last month. At a news conference, the California Democrat declined to spell out a timeline for the panel to investigate, saying it will be as long as it takes.
It is imperative that we establish the truth of that day and ensure that an attack of that kind cannot happen and that we root out the causes of it all.
Hundreds of supporters of then-President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol January 6th in a failed attempt to stop Congress from certifying Democrat Joe Biden's presidential election victory. The violence left five people dead, including a Capitol police officer. Nearly 500 people have been arrested on charges linked to the attack. An appeals court has suspended Rudy Giuliani from practicing law in New York because he made false statements while trying to get courts to overturn Donald Trump's loss in the presidential race. An attorney disciplinary committee had asked the court to suspend Giuliani's license on the grounds that he'd violated professional conduct rules as he promoted theories that the election was stolen through fraud. The court agreed and said the suspension should be immediate, even though disciplinary proceedings are not yet complete because there was an immediate threat to the public. The court wrote the seriousness of the respondent's uncontroverted misconduct could not be overstated. Microsoft says it will update its Windows software for the first time in several years. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Microsoft has unveiled the next generation of its Windows software called Windows 11. It's got a new start menu along with other features. The newest version of Microsoft's flagship operating system will be a successor to today's Windows 10, which the company introduced in 2015. Windows 11 is expected to become available later this year on new computers and other devices. Users can also get it as a free update if you have Windows 10. In a challenge to rival Apple, the company also announced that it won't force app developers to pay fees to Microsoft for using its App Store. I'm Shelley Adler.
The number of Americans applying for unemployment benefits dropped last week, a sign that layoffs declined and the job market is improving. The Labor Department said Thursday jobless claims declined 7,000 from the previous week to 411,000. The level of claims generally reflects the pace of layoffs. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.